1-800-444-7777. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Ed Mays recorded the program. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pedalpalooza Become the Media Outreach Ride, Sunday, June 18th, from 2 to 4 p.m., starting at Holiday Park in Portland. This Pedalpalooza ride visits the independent media sites of Portland, including KBOO, Freeform, the IPRC, Open Signal, and more. On this ride, you'll learn about how to become part of the independent media movement and explore the opportunities to join our media outlets together. Again, that's Become the Media Outreach Ride, Sunday, June 18th, from 2 to 4 p.m., starting at Holiday Park at Northeast 11th and Holiday Streets in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, KBOO listeners. The time is 10 o'clock. Up next, after these announcements, Chris Andre. She hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15, we have Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Stage and Studio, it's Dee Mae Roberts. She features Profile Theater's artistic director, Josh Hecht, and director, Rebecca Martinez, of 26 Miles by Chiara Alegria Hudes. And at 11:30, Art Focus. Art Focus puts the spotlight on the work of Arvy Smith. The painter and educator's work is a critique of the atrocities and oppression of the Black American experience. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. And if you're not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. KBOO Portland is your radio station, and we thank you for listening.
In Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, June 13th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio, and very likely much more to as many people as we have listening. It's your radio. Weather for today, tomorrow, we got areas of drizzle early on, and then showers possibly rolling in. Highs around 66 today, and for tonight, overcast skies, lows around 48. Wednesday, tomorrow, partly sunny, highs around 71, and tomorrow night, there is a chance of rain and lows around 54. So that is the weather. Today, of course, Jeff Sessions, I have the feeling that this administration feels that it is immune from the consequences of lying. I think that the administration believes that it is okay to lie when they believe that circumstances permit that it's okay to lie because they are so desperate to cling to power, much like, I hate to say it, but of all the nations around the world, only North Korea rivals America at this stage in its in desperation to cling to power. Trump and his cronies insist that they have the support of millions of, well, what should we call them? In the words of Trump, he is a support of supporters, of course. And those supporters are bailing out in droves. Let's see, swarms, just swarms. New Jersey swarms is the best way to describe the unfolding events. That's probably the best visual image I can offer you. So that said, today Jeff Sessions will be answering questions. Doesn't mean that he's going to answer questions truthfully, but he's going to answer questions, and he is going to answer them in a way that best reflects his. Remember, Sessions was one of Trump's earliest and most fervent supporters, and he stood by the president no matter what Trump says all through this. What this calls to mind is, right now, so whistleblowers are of critical importance. We have leaks all over the place because it doesn't take a whole hell of a lot of courage to leak information. It does, however, take courage to stand up and say out loud to the nation, here's what happened, and here's why it's wrong, and it's being done in your name. That's different, and we have had a lot of whistleblowers. I have to ask myself, how did that happen, and where are the whistleblowers, and is there something that we don't know about what the Trump administration's likely response to whistleblowing might be? I am guessing it's over the top. So all of these questions, I decided that instead of asking myself, I'd ask somebody who really knows a bit about this. Colleen Rowley is back with us this morning on very short notice to talk about the role of whistleblowing in the Trump era and why we see so few whistleblowers and so many leaks. Good morning. Good morning, mm-hmm. Colleen. And I am very grateful to you for joining us today. It occurs to me that this is a strange situation when there is so much information there that we need to know.
To start with, I think there's a massive confusion and blurring between whistleblowing and leaking
and
planting of false information.
Oh, yes.
And And so it's helpful to just kind of distinguish between these categories. And as you said, that leaking is not the same as whistleblowing. Leaking, for instance, is not necessarily motivated for the public good. And it doesn't necessarily even denote that you have witnessed a true fraud, waste, abuse, illegal action, or danger to public safety. Leaking of embarrassing info, for instance, that does not rise up to that level, is not whistleblowing. And then, of course, the worst category, whistleblowing has to be motivated for the public good, even though the law right now is wrong and does not allow a defense that you are trying to get actually witnessed an illegal action and you're trying to get the public to know about this illegal action so it can be fixed. That's true whistleblowing. The worst category, though, is the planting of false info. And we know that that's happening. Not this is worse than mere leaking, because mere leaking, even though it could be motivated for selfish or partisan political purposes, it's not the worst thing. There's something even worse, and this is what Scooter Libby did when he went to the New York Times. And of course, he didn't do this on his own. That's another key thing here. Leaking is often occurring because it is quote unquote green lighted. Green lighted means that your boss or even the top bosses have told you to leak. So you're not so scared as a person because you didn't even make this decision yourself. You're being told to leak. That's what Scooter Libby did when he went to the New York Times and told Judith Miller that they should do a front page New York Times story that aluminum tubes were designed for enrichment. And this was a complete lie. Cheney was orchestrated with Cheney, his boss, so that Cheney could hold up a picture of the New York Times the next day and continue this ginning up of false information to war. Now, we know that's occurring. This worst category, which is planting of false information, we know it's occurring because even James Comey testified last week that the New York Times, and it's, I think they said they had 7 or 8 sources for claiming that that Trump was colluding with the Russians. They had 7 or 8 sources that his campaign was being investigated, and James Comey, who would know because he was FBI director, said that was all false. And he got questioned more than once by different senators, because I think some of the senators couldn't even believe that the New York Times would run a story that was that false. And James Comey, to his credit, and I'm no fan of James Comey, but to his credit, he at least told the truth about that a lot of the news right now, and we always think of fake news, for instance, as being alternative websites and, you know, internet sites, etc., when in fact a lot of this fake news is actually your New York Times, your Washington Post, and your mainstream press, which are all suffering from the same groupthink that they had in the lead up to the Iraq War.
And again, you have to wonder about sources in this case, and the way that sources are cited. I want to ask you about, while we have a couple minutes left, I want to ask you about today's testimony today, likely to come from Jeff Sessions. My concern here is, it appears that Trump and many of his high associates in what we've been laughingly being referred to as a government, Sessions may see himself so far above the law that he is not concerned about, he has no moral or ethical qualms about lying. It seems that the Trump and people like Jeff Sessions don't really consider themselves to be subject to the sort of constraints that I guess normal people would. I wonder about Sessions and whether we can trust his answers to questions. In this administration, I've been waiting for whistleblowers to come forward and talk about this very thing, about straight up, you know, you can't call it anything else. It's got to be called lying. And I wonder, do you see anyone in this administration who might step forward and say, hold on a moment, Sessions is proffering untruths. Can you talk a bit about Jeff Sessions and the truth as he interprets it?
Well, Sessions hasn't really developed a very lengthy track record right now, so you almost have to go back to his senator career. What I read about him is he's very similar in many, many ways to Ashcroft. They have extreme right-wing agendas when it comes to criminal justice, and we've already seen some of the beginnings of that in policies and things in the Department of Justice. I think Ashcroft and Sessions are very much on the same level. If you're talking merely about lying and deceit and the belief that you're above the law, that actually is extremely prevalent, and you can go back to the Obama administration when Clapper testified, no, we absolutely do not collect massive information about Americans, and it was an outright lie, and he lied right into the Senate. He was never held publicly accountable. You had Brennan, who lied about his going after Feinstein's committee, and then when he had to admit it, he was never held accountable, and now they completely buried the torture report. So it's very understandable that officials that get to that level, almost across the board, I'm not going to be partisan here, this is both parties, but when officials get to that level, in order to survive, they develop mechanisms where they're very good at shading the truth, and Comey and Mueller try to be careful when they do so. They're lawyers and they know how to frame it, etc. But in many ways, the people at this level, if they survive, can't possibly tell the truth because there's just too much.